gosh, I'm so happy. I've never been in a better mind, body, and state than I am right now. So, oh, Jesus Christ, Josh, that is probably one of the worst takes you could have ever made. That is...
Sunglasses.
Cool outfit.
Thanks. Cruise ready, baby.
Stay ready.
Yeah.
Once you adopt the cruise life, it doesn't... Cruise stops for no man.
Once you hit the seas, you're essentially a pirate, and it's...
I'm the captain now.
You can't leave the island life. You know?
You're just Outer Banks.
I'm just... Yeah, yeah. I'm... John B, you know, I'm just chasing that treasure.
Joshy B. Joshy B raps.
It's no big deal. We're just chasing.
Welcome to the Pogue Life.
Pogue Life didn't choose me, but I chose it.
And by Pogue Life, you mean Pogo Stick Life.
So, what's the other people called?
The
Kooks?
Kooks, yeah. Pogues and Kooks.
Yeah. I'd be a total... Pogue.
No, you'd be a kook.
No.
You'd be a kook.
No way. You would.
Pull,
are you kidding
pull
me?
Up your senior photos.
Look at you. You'd be such a kook.
No, you're a kook.
No.
Dude, look at...
Your haircut says, my daddy's yacht needs to be scrubbed by your dad now.
My haircut says I'm not trying to save my hairline.
Yours says I'm denying those whites.
I do have a lot of white hair. Hey, I'm going to be a silver fox, baby.
Yeah.
Silver fox gang.
Yeah.
Long hair,
I'm not
care.
A single boy, so I don't care what I look like.
All right, that's a mean shot. Right? Still sensitive, right?
Some guys got to go overseas. Trains, planes, and boats for you.
Hey.
Going to the seven seas.
Really,
going international.
You know what? We're going to have our first walk-off right now, dude.
Going international.
You're just mad, dude. You just can't enjoy the single life like I am.
I guess not.
Like, you have no idea how great the single life is, pal.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
You know how often I'm just going out to the bars and partying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every goddamn night, dude.
Living that life. Living that kook life. I'm a pogue. I just grind. My daddy didn't give me, you know, handout. What a sweet life, though.
That Although, does not sound nice at all.
No. Like, the way the show... advertises
it's
yeah, it's glorified, obviously.
No, it's that's bad.
Nobody
deserves to live that.
No, I mean like you kind of live on like an island and you just like wear outfits. Wear outfits like this and just like chill with your dudes.
That is sweet. You would never see a pogue wearing that.
At a high school. No, like shorts, that
Hollister.
Kind of vibe. Just the vibe, you know. That's the like as a high schooler, you're just hanging out with friends, you know, getting in a shitty van, driving. It's sick.
I mean,
surfing.
Part of me thinks you couldn't even stand up on a surfboard.
Yeah, right now, obviously not. But if I was like grew up doing that, like of course you could.
I bet I could pick up surfing faster than you.
Probably not. But
probably.
It's fine.
I'm a better athlete.
Okay. Mister, my ankle hurt. I always hurt
my ankle, dude.
Okay.
And you know what I'm doing? I'm grinding. I haven't skipped a leg day. I'm still going.
Cool. Why are you lifting so much?
Down 12 pounds, baby.
How come?
Single life.
I've actually been pretty intrigued by this Fruit 2.0.
Is that what's going to help motivate you to weight loss?
Fruit 2.0 did it for me.
Sponsored?
Boy, I was struggling with weight. I just couldn't stop drinking soda, and alcohol until I found Fruit 2-0.
Yeah.
Orange, natural flavored. It's Fruit actually 2-0. Pretty nice.
It's like Mr. O'Hare selling air out of a fucking bottle.
Who?
Lorax. Oh. I'm down 12 pounds.
That's pretty cool.
Well, probably more than 12 now.
When you said that the other day, Maddie was like, why? All he eats is Five Guys at McDonald's.
Dude, I had Five Guys once in the past 3 months.
Okay.
And I never get McDonald's anymore. I used to get McDonald's a lot. Okay. I've gotten McDonald's once in the past 2 weeks. Okay. And it wasn't, like, it was...
back-to-back days.
When?
Last week.
I got it once.
Yeah, there were, you got Five Guys and then you got McDonald's.
No.
That, yeah. 100%, because that's why she said it.
No.
We were like, yeah, I don't know. I was like, I think that's all he eats.
Have you seen my exercise rings?
No, I don't care.
Dude, I'm crushing.
Got like 95 days until the cruise. What's your goal?
So, I was talking to my boss about it, and I was like, I think by the cruise, I think I could hit 200. So, another 20 so pounds. A little more than 20. When I weighed in a week and a half ago, it was 227. So I think I could hit 200. I think I can. I want to start with like a small goal for Greece, but like it's only a month away now. So like it's kind of hard to determine that goal.
Mm.
So I just hope like I don't lose a ton of progress when I go. Like I know it's only 9 days, but like I probably will.
You will.
But, like I'm already getting so much stronger. Yeah. I'm happy. Can you tell?
I'm so happy. I've never been more free.
Josh, I'm so happy. I've never been in a better mind, body, and state than I am right now.
It's pretty fun.
I'm all morphined up.
All right, you want to...
This one's heavier.
Well... I'm not going to let you choose that. So,
no, I'm telling you which one's heavier.
I understand. So I really have... When we went to Marshall's earlier...
Yes.
Tonight, I got pants, and as I was checking out, I saw a nice hat I wanted to check out. So I went over, and then right
was
above...
Was it the Columbia hat?
I saw...
The orange one? Orangish one?
No, it was green, I think. I didn't like the material, but I saw these. And... I'm a big Funko Pop boy now, but I've been like, I'm not going to get sodas because there's just like, they're cheaper, but like, I don't really care for them. And it's just the same thing. There's so many.
Where'd you get those ones?
Bob's Burger, those beat up, beat to shit,
but
Bob's
you get those?
Burgers Pops. Someone tried to get a really nice gift, but got some beat up stuff.
I heard they got a really good deal though.
Yeah, I guess so. But so... And I saw astronauts. I love space. And you're like, yeah, I really like space too. So I thought these would be a fun thing to open.
Hey, who got their tattoo first?
Okay, ready? Choose one.
Can I tell you which one's heavier, though? Can I feel both?
No.
I want to tell you
which one. It's that one.
How do you know? Let me see. Yeah, this is the heavier one.
Okay. So when we...
Welcome to Joshy's Toy Review.
So when you open it, it's going to be in a bag, but don't look at the bottom, because that'll tell you if it's the chase or not. Oh, it spins open?
I don't know.
I think you have to pop it. Yeah.
Pop it?
Yeah, they're not easy. I think it's built for people with nails, for sure.
Can you set a time? Oh, there we go.
There we go. Okay. So don't look at the bottom.
At the bottom?
Yeah. Don't look at the bottom of it. Because it'll, like, there's a thing in there that'll tell you if it's the chase or not. Okay.
It's squishy.
Ready?
I have something squishy in here.
Yeah.
Do you have squishy?
Yeah. It's, like, wrapped, I think, in foam. Okay.
Oh, it's bubble wrap.
Oh! I think I got it.
I got a regular one.
I don't know. You found the chase astronaut in orange suit, a 1 in 1200 chance.
So the lighter one's better.
No. This one's the more rare one.
I got 1 of 500 5800.
Yeah, so that's how many there are of them. There's only 1200 of these.
Okay.
So I got the rare one.
I got the less rare one.
Wow, look at you. You went with heavy. Heavy don't always
I didn't have a choice over heavy or light. I just said this is the heavy one.
I know.
Yeah, you can tell that that one's smaller because this one has the backpack.
Yeah, that's true.
That's probably a good way to... I saw a thing of people bringing scales into, like, Target to weigh packs of, like, football and basketball cards so they can tell which ones have, like, the jersey patches and whatnot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's, I kept seeing...
This one is really cool. I like that he only has four fingers.
Yeah, so does he.
Are you going to display these guys?
I don't know. Just put it here for now. So pretty fun. Oh, God. I think I'm going to find a new obsession.
Of opening these same two cans? I think there's... Is there only two of them? That's two different options?
Yeah, those are the only two.
It's funny that you did get lucky enough to get both of them.
I know. That's what makes it... So there's this, like, pop guy I follow.
A pop guy? Yeah. A better pop guy than you?
Yeah.
It's who you want to be.
And I don't, because he has, like, he'll buy, like, literally every single one. And I don't want that. I just want, like, what I like. But he also, like, collects just, like, a bunch of shit. And they do sodas. And he'll be, like, he has, like, fucking 15 of the same one because he can't get the chase. And I'm like, God damn,
he still can't get it. Yeah. And you just got it on your first try.
Well, not of this one specifically, but like,
well, they have different ones where it's not like all astronauts, right?
Correct. There's, yeah, there's yeah. Like, there's Ted Lasso. There's all sorts of ones. So I don't know. Maybe we'll start doing the same thing. Like, if I see ones I like, maybe we can do it. And if there's two, because that is a fun thing. Where it's like, oh, sick! I got.
Well, there was only two at Marshall's.
I know,
right?
That is the other crazy part.
Like, if they felt the same way, I wouldn't have gotten them. But did you weren't able to tell, did you?
I didn't focus in on
when
it.
When I picked them up, I could immediately
yeah,
tell.
Yeah, when
one was
once
heavy.
I like once you hold them, you realize it. That it that's and like you said, I guess some stores do that where they like put in like comic book places, like they'll put them away in the back mm-hmm. and stuff. Because also all you have to do is pop it open.
Yeah.
And look down and see, like, oh, it's not the chase. I don't give a shit now. Mm-hmm. So, like, some stores, like, put them in boxes and all that. So.
Like the movie, like, the plastic thing, yeah. Like, for the electronics.
Yeah. Because then it, like...
It's a good call.
It ruins it. Yeah. But also not all of them are like that. Like, some yeah. are the same... Are the exact same, and just, like, glow in the dark or something like yeah. that.
When you and Maddie... So, you started doing pops, and Maddie started collecting, vintage Coach purses.
Yeah.
So I was like... I feel left out.
What should I collect?
And I was looking, and I was like, should I go back to football cards? And I was like, dude, imagine me just at Target fucking sitting there trying to figure out which box of football cards to
yeah.
get. And I know I would take it way too serious, though.
Yeah. Look
so,
at.
And, like, I can't do that. Like, you have more than 210 pops now.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's absurd.
I know, it's very crazy. I'm almost on a break, though. Like, I have the Hex Girls coming.
That's sick.
That is sweet.
That's sweet.
Who's
your favorite Hex Girl?
Can you pull them up real quick?
Yeah.
I want to say the main chick, obviously, because, like, that's who everyone goes for. But it's maybe her, the green one.
The green one?
The one who wears, like, green.
Yeah.
She looks like a freak. Strange. She looks like she has a sweet strange.
Sweet strange.
Sweet strange. Hex Girl has a sweet strange.
What are the names?
They say it on the thing too. So
I know that's why I'm pulling it up. Dusk, Thorn, and Luna.
Luna and Thorn. What a hot name.
Dusk, you know, is the green.
Let me see. Who's that?
Dusk, Thorn, Luna.
Oh, of course, the two hot ones have the hot names.
I think, dude, Thorn's it. Thorn's yeah. the Hex Girl, dude.
Thorn is, but Dusk's left in the shadows probably so much, so she's like,
no.
Any attention, she's just like,
yeah. I think Luna's the least favorite.
The what blonde?
No. Her.
That's Luna. What I'm saying, her.
You like, that's Luna.
Yeah. Oh.
That's Dusk.
Oh, damn. That's okay. The all backwards. Sick names, though. But
this is where my obsession with bad girls started.
Did you see that? There is that thing where it's like this people were like, why is this generation like obsessed with like goth bad chicks? And it was like Raven.
Yeah.
The
girl from
Camp.
No, I know
Island
the show. Total Drama Island.
Yeah, that chick, the Hex Girls. There's like a bunch of them. And
it's the
like,
same one where it's like,
yeah, of course.
They show the picture of all of like the
they're fucking
the moms from like the old Cartoon Network shows, and they have like the huge
like
legs, and
like
it's
like Dexter's mom.
Yeah,
and
why are you obsessed with thick thighs? And then it's like all the pictures of
Why are you obsessed with everyone's mom?
Yeah,
well, everyone's mom was made to look hot. Then.
Sweet Strange,
look at Dexter's mom, Strange. I feel like South Park doesn't make show episodes like they used to.
Well, they're doing like the 1 hour like event ones now.
Yeah, but they're like even like their regular episodes are so like stuck on like they're all their old stuff used to still be like parody on like real life situations, but I feel like they just like are so focused on it.
I
where
think
it's
it
like they don't have like a storyline or like even jump away from it. Like everything has to be about something.
I think it kind of fell off after like the Xbox versus PlayStation one on Black Friday. When Randy's working security and all the kids are trying to figure out if they want to go PlayStation or...
I don't remember it.
That's a good one.
I think one of the most, like, creative ones was when Carmen wanted, like, because they... They wanted... it was some along the lines of, like, when Xbox and PlayStation were, like, coming out and people would, like, wait so long for them. He wanted one of them. And he couldn't wait, so he froze himself.
Yes, yes.
And time traveled to, like, the otters and all that.
That was, it wasn't a real console. What was it?
No, it was a fake one.
Yeah. No, that was funny, because then he was like,
cool.
The Robo Dog.
Yeah.
Shut up, Robo Dog!
Yeah. Yeah. And it was, like, that's what I mean, though. It was, like, multiple episodes. It had, not super correlation with stuff, but it was pretty sweet.
Like, the Ninja Stars and all that, and they fucking put the Ninja Star in Butter's eye.
Yeah.
And they dress him up like a dog.
Oh, no, someone stabbed his dog.
Love South Park.
It's an all-time show.
Oh, 100%. It's top 10 adult, probably top 5 adult animated shows.
Mm.
Okay, what are your top 5 animated adult shows? Like, for comedy, not like...
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely up there. Bob's Burgers is really funny.
Mm-hmm. I don't get how people don't find Bob's Burgers funny.
It's really funny.
I think it's hilarious. It's probably the smartest, like...
It's just like... It's enough. You have to like sit down and be like, okay, I'll watch it. And then once you get into it, you're like, oh, this is so funny.
Yeah.
Because like it's meant to look like it's for kids.
Yeah. 100%. And,
and they have such good jokes. It's so funny.
It's the dynamic between the family. That's great.
And just like the voice actors. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're voice actors.
They're great. I'm surprised you haven't said Archer.
I was about to say, early Archer's funny. They start to lose, like, it starts to lose its lust.
Lust?
Yeah, it's the lust.
So I've got, no particular order, Bob's Burgers, South Park, Simpsons, just because it's like, that, like, kicked it off. Like, that's the...
I don't know. I don't ever think I'd, like, put it on and be like, ha, ha, ha. Like, I look at it as, like, nostalgic.
Yeah, and that's
I remember watching, like,
why.
The Treehouse of Horror was and all that.
The Simpsons movie is iconic. I wish this is, like, this is a prompt I wish I could have sat down and, like, thought about before we kind of.
Rick and Morty.
I like Rick and Morty, but I don't think it's up there for me yet.
I think it's so creative. It's original.
Yeah. No, it's 100%. It's
like, it's not going, like, you could say, like, oh, Bob's Burgers kind of coast off of, like, The Simpsons, a Family Guy kind of aspect. Like, Rick and Morty's so original.
No, you're 100% right in that fact. But I feel like there's some episodes where I've sat and not laughed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, but you can say that about all the shows.
Yeah. But I don't
There's more Simpsons episodes that I wouldn't laugh at than Rick and Morty.
Yeah. I like American Dad, but it's not up there.
Futurama, I went through.
Oh, I was just about to say.
Futurama's pretty good.
I think that's more creative than Rick and Morty. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So, I don't think So a coworker of mine gave me a she bought like this big pack of stickers,
mm-hmm.
and had no idea what Planet Express was. So I'll take it.
Mm.
Do you know what that's a rip, like a joke on? Panda Express.
Oh.
I was looking at it and I was like, oh shit. Yeah, it's supposed to be Panda Express.
Yeah.
So Futurama, Simpsons. Bombs.
Futurama's like really elite too, because it has like, it's different from like all those other shows. Mm-hmm.
It's not
that has like some really sentimental, like the where like his dog.
Yeah,
talks
that
about his
dude,
dog waiting for like that's so heartbreaking.
I know.
It's so sad.
I know. That one's a tearjerker, dude.
That's rough.
And I haven't even got, so I was like starting to rewatch the whole series before I got to the new season that they just put out. And I haven't gotten to it yet, but I'm still really excited to get to it.
Mm.
I think I just got to throw Family Guy in there. Just because, like, that was huge when I was in middle school.
Yeah.
In that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing, shows aren't going to have, like, I remember where, like, a point where, like, everyone you knew watched, like, watched Family Guy, watched Tosh.0, watched South Park, like, watched these shows. Like, you couldn't find a person who didn't watch family members got you Family Guy, like, like, Robin got me the Star Wars Family Guy.
I remember I cried about that because I wanted it.
Like, it's so crazy what that thing,
King of the Hill. I like King of the Hill.
That one's not bad.
Boondocks. I didn't realize there's only 4 seasons.
Yeah, they were going to do a new one, and now it's been canceled.
I like Boondocks.
Yeah, that one's really fun.
Shit, that kind of... The first 1 or 2 seasons of Big Mouth is hilarious, too.
No, I've never watched it.
It falls off, but the first 2 seasons are really funny. Have you ever watched... it's not really an adult show, but regular show.
Yeah.
That's really good, too.
Yeah, I went to look for those pops, and those things are, like, insanely expensive.
Dude, those are really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so probably Bob's.
That's a really creative show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to add Boondocks in there.
Yeah, that's a pretty
I think
good
I might
show.
Take Simpsons out and put Boondocks there. Mm. Dude, when they're going around with those BB guns, that is one of the most badass scenes.
Yeah.
I remember...
The, their kickball episode is
good.
So cool.
Uncle Ruckus. Who's the rapper that they have in it? It's not Diddy. Who is it?
They made up rappers.
But it's supposed to be like the one that's always in it is supposed to be like a parody of a. Is it Diddy?
No,
I can't remember the rapper's name.
There's Thugnificent.
Yeah,
who's the one who like is actually gay?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the one who made the like. Fuck old people one.
Yeah,
that one's sick. That one's funny.
I think that's what I'm thinking of.
Like when they do the R. Kelly stuff. And
that's what I'm thinking of, the R. Kelly.
Where they're like, he's like, if I'm to piss on you, are you A, going to move, or B, get pissed on and smile? That's very funny.
That's what I was thinking, R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that's such a good show. That's a show I gotta go back and watch too.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's probably not Boondocks pops.
I don't know. I'm not sure. You'd be like surprised on what show like things don't have them. Like,
they do have them.
What do they look like?
Well, I'm not on a hiatus yet. Okay, these are actually pretty fucking badass.
But like Always Sunny, they have just Charlie's play.
Yeah.
For their characters, and that's it. And you could do, like, Green Man, and, like, I don't know. What's another one? Oh, Ben 10.
I love
Ben 10.
They
have one of Ben 10.
I love Ben 10.
Swampfire. And it's, like, that's the one you choose?
That's the only one they made?
Yeah. When it's, like, not even one of the original.
I like Forearms, dude. Forearms would look sweet.
They, like, wanted him to be, like, the main one so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked the other one. The fire one.
Oh, the,
Heat Blast.
Yeah.
Heat Blast.
It's I like the
Diamond
Head guy.
Diamond Head. He's cool.
The fat.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
they had so many good ones.
So many of
the roly poly guy.
Oh, yeah. The roll one.
Yeah. There was more. The
one,
little
the
one.
Ghost.
The little.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many. And it's like, any of it?
We had the Ghost action figure. And we had Diamond Head. And we had the roly guy.
We had the fire one.
Did we?
Yep. Power Rangers, like, they only have the first season.
Actually, you're right, because his foot was bit half off from Carly.
I don't know, maybe.
I remember that.
It's like, there's so many seasons of Power Rangers, mm-hmm. and you only do the one. But it's just, like, then random ones. You have so many, like, Rick and Morty has so many.
Well, it's a really popular show.
I know, but, it's like, The Office. The Office has, like...
A lot.
The Office literally has characters dressed as other characters. Like, they have one where it's, like, it's Jim as Dwight. Yeah. And it's, like, it never happens in the show. Well, it happens once, but it's, like, as a... And then, like, Dwight is Pam. All the way through. That's really good.
And I know it's good. I like to watch... That's a show I don't want to get into. Mm. So I know it'll be, like, Sunny for me where, it, like, I just get obsessed with it. And I get upset because there's no more episodes.
Once you finish... Well, no. Once, like, Steve Carell leaves, you're kind of like, ugh. But you're so far in, you're like, I gotta finish.
Yeah.
But once you finish it, it's such a good show just to be like... I need something on in the background, and, like, you're cool with it in the background, or then getting focused in on it. Parks and Rec, though. I like Parks and Rec. I like Parks and Rec better than The Office.
Yeah.
That one's so much funnier.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a clip, and it was when they're doing, like, the town meetings, and she's like, when people are screaming at me, I just take it as people are caring loudly at me, and that means a lot. I'm like, that's so funny. They're like, I found a sandwich in the park. Why didn't it have mayo? Yeah, Parks and Rec over The Office.
That's a hot take. You're going to get blasted for that.
I know. But once
you're
going to
get absolutely...
Once the characters find...
Someone's going to eat your sweet strange for that one.
Give me him. We got one, boys. Once this, like, characters, once they find the characters,
Jack, buddy.
Oh, it's so good. Ron Swanson.
Yeah. No, he's great.
Who broke the coffee machine.
I like Community, too.
I've never watched it.
Community's good.
It's the same thing of, like, I really want to, but I know Donald Glover leaves before the show ends. So I'm like, oh, like. I don't know if I want to watch. He's the only draw for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to watch it past him, but, like, obviously you have to.
I used to get them confused.
What?
Parks and Rec and Community. They're very similar.
Yeah, I see it. But they're making, like, a new season or a movie or something, so maybe I'll have to. Just because I partake anything he's in. So.
Yeah. You going to buy the Iron Claw Pops?
No, they're not going to do that.
Imagine what Zac Efron's chin would look like on that motherfucker.
Imagine what his abs would look like. His traps and his abs.
His traps are fucking huge. Did you watch Roadhouse yet?
No.
Dude, Jake Gyllenhaal looks like the baddest motherfucker alive.
Yeah, I believe it. Like, he's a really committed guy.
He looks so sick the whole movie, but the last scene, I'm not spoiling anything, but, like, he has these fucking stakes. Like, someone stabbed him with stakes.
Sounds like you're giving it away.
No, I'm not telling you, like, the whole plot, but, like, he's bleeding, and he looks like a fucking Greek god.
A Greek god?
Greek god. God! No, he looks absurd. Like, it's ridiculous. He's one of my favorite actors.
Yeah.
Any top five actors?
I don't know. You should also watch Modern Family.
Modern
Family is better than The Office.
And now, because I'm a sad boy, I will not watch Modern Family.
Why?
Because that's, like, all her family would watch.
Oh.
And now it's, like, tarnished as well.
Oh.
So even if I did think it was funny, I'm always going to say it's not
so
funny.
So good. It's so good.
No, it's not very good.
It is.
That's like saying the fucking, is it The Middle is funny?
The Middle?
The Middle. It's like the same thing.
What's The Middle?
It's just like one immediate family, and they do the same fucking thing.
No, this is so funny. There's an episode, you know how the two gay uncles?
Yes.
One of the things I can never stop laughing at is when they're going, it's like their birthday, and they, like, rented a boat, and the worker's, like, holding this flag, and they go, all right, and he's, like, the first one. And the other person goes, like, all right, follow the flag. And he goes, what? Oh. It's just, like, such a throwaway line. Yeah. They have so many. It's so funny. It's so good.
Yeah, no, I don't think
It does the, like...
The diary room.
Docu.
Yeah.
Documentary style.
I've seen funny scenes. Good. Like, I told you the other night, like, there's this episode where they go to, like, a Costco. And they bought, like, they get, like, 4 cartloads.
Yeah.
Like, toilet paper's so cheap, I'm gonna go see if they have Post-its or something.
Are we going to Costco? Ugh. Mitchell is kind of a snob. He doesn't understand. He's like, Cam, you can get a casket with tires.
Yeah.
What is this place? He's like, go get, where did you get one of those flatbed things?
Yeah.
Cam,
no, I
go
love
get
that.
Two.
Because I love Sam's Club.
Yeah.
And when we get Costco, I feel like I'm going to be obsessed with it.
Mm.
I don't know why. It's like, it's the adventure.
Shit.
It's like the,
it's the same shit.
I know. But like, I heard Costco's like a little bit higher end. Not higher end, but like.
You want to go somewhere to spend more?
Listen, I am above Sam's Club now. Okay.
Okay. Hmm.
No. Love Sam's Club.
Do you need a membership to get to Costco too?
I think so.
That's so funny.
Mom will buy it, don't worry.
I don't care. I won't go. Do you ever watch Umbrella Academy?
No, it's one show my ex-boss told me to get into.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
and
cool.
I feel like it's a show that I need to, like, really focus on, and I don't have time to, like, really, really, really get indulged in a show.
Yeah.
Indulged.
Yeah, I guess. It's cool. It's a different, like, take on superhero bullshit, but they're not, like, out there stopping banks and so, like.
Yeah.
It's more such a drama filled.
Did you watch The Boys?
Yeah.
I like The Boys.
I think I liked the Gen V thing, the spinoff thing, more. And now it's so sad that guy died.
Which guy?
The one who played the, like, famous hero's son.
Did he?
Yeah, he just died in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, yesterday or 2 days ago.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's really sad. They were they were supposed to start filming, like, this month, April.
That's what scares me is it's been so long since they put out the last season. I think they did it 2020.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's been a long time.
Well, of The Boys, Gen V came out, like, last year.
Yeah, but, like, it doesn't really have anything to do with the show, does it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't watch it then.
It was, like, the whole show, you're like, what the fuck? Like, just feel like it isn't going to connect much, and the ending connects, like, hard.
Maybe I didn't watch it then. I thought I did.
I don't know.
No, one of it was I started watching Invincible.
That's a really good show, too.
Yeah.
That's fun. That's the one where they have problems where people are like, what the fuck am I going to watch this anymore? Like, you guys aren't fucking doing it.
Yeah.
Like, it just took a fucking mid-season break after they took 2 years off.
Yeah.
But, no, that guy, they were supposed to start filming this month. Like, probably, like, a week or two. And he fucking died. It's, like, so sad, obviously. But now they're, like, obviously we're not filming now.
How do they write that off, and how do they fill that role?
That's so heartbreaking, because, like, a dude lost his life. Like, a really talented dude. Like, he was really good. Like, him and the guy from Euphoria. Like, those are two dudes where you're like, holy fuck. Like, I really like watching these guys.
Did you watch Euphoria?
Yeah.
You into that teen drama?
I thought it was a good... It's the same thing. Like, it's not... It isn't now, like, worth how much fucking time they take to do this shit. Like, it's not like it's that amazing of a show. Like, it's not like, I rave about The Bear and All of Mankind. Like, those are two such good shows. Yeah. And they're not fucking taking 2 years off
the
to
thing
film.
That, like, it take that it sucks because by the time it comes out, you have to rewatch everything you've watched.
Yeah. Yeah. And the more, and like, it makes me want to less watch it. Like, they just delayed Euphoria just delayed their third season.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even finish season 2.
Well, now I'm like, I'm not going to watch this shit. I don't give a fuck anymore. Like, I don't care about them. And, like, all these people, and, like...
You probably will.
They just don't... I don't think so. Like,
I'm better than that teen shit.
The more you're away from it, the less, like, good it was. Yeah. You know? Like, when it first came out, you're like, oh, wow, like, what an interesting dramification of this. And it's, like, there were really good actors in it. Like, whatever her name is wasn't, like, a massive star.
Talking about Zendaya?
Yeah.
She was a massive star.
Not, like... Like, she's even bigger now than she was before the show. Like, the show helped.
I don't know if the show... I don't think the show would have been as popular. No. the show popped Sydney Sweeney off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm saying
Zendaya is what made the show successful.
Yeah, she was the name of it, but Sydney that Sweeney. Show helped her.
Yeah.
It didn't like it didn't make her, but it helped.
Yeah.
It made her bigger than she was or probably would have been.
No, she...
Because it became popular. It made Sydney Sweeney...
Zendaya made the show, and the show made Sydney Sweeney.
It helped her.
I don't think it helped. I think 100% helped. I think the show got more from her than she got from the show.
No.
Yes.
I think it helped show her range.
I don't know.
She was already... But whatever. Either way, yeah, it helps. And then it, like, made that Angus guy.
Yeah.
And now he's fucking dead, which is sad. And that's another reason why I'm like, I don't want to watch it. Like, he was one of my favorite people. Him and, like, the girl interest and, like, the brother.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to, like, make it the younger brother survived after fucking a SWAT team fucking emptied clips into him.
Did you watch Madam Web?
No.
I heard it sucked.
Yeah.
Which is really disappointing.
Yeah. But, oh, and then, like, Gen V having to be kicked back.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's, like, so, like, obviously that guy died, and it's, like, that's obviously heartbreaking. Like, that's the main point. But now it's, like, you have to have these, like, who's going to say it? Like, what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do we recast, which then feels, like, fucking worse?
Yeah. Like I'd feel it's a Chadwick Boseman situation.
Yeah, yeah, where it's, like, maybe just have the character not in there anymore. Like, just kill him off.
Like, how do you explain that, though?
Because it's like, imagine you, like, someone from your work dies, and they're like, so we found someone who kind of looks like them. Just
pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah. Like, I get, like, when you're not shooting, like, you're you. But, like, that's so uncomfortable.
Like, for the story, I get it. I'm sure, like, I had to think of a show that has actually done, like, has a show done that?
I'm sure there's situations. There's more. I feel like more been like they recasted because the person didn't come back or they didn't want to pay him. Because, like,
I don't think they. If someone dies, I don't think you can recast.
I don't. I mean, people have for sure.
I can't think of a show that.
I can off the top of my head. But, like, I hate that I know this. But, like, Riverdale.
Yeah.
Riverdale recasted one of the. I can't remember, like, the Asian guy.
But he didn't die, did he?
No. No, yeah, but they recasted him, so it's just, like, awkward. But, yeah, the death thing, I don't know. I'd be blown away if it hasn't happened.
Yeah.
Because not, like, because it's also hard to be, like...
That's, like...
If you have a plan, too.
Yeah.
Like, that, like them, like, they had a set, like, they were ready to go. And now they're, like...
That's, like, Marvel, now that, like, what's his name? Who's playing Kang? The dude who just fought Michael B. Jordan in Creed.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I can't think of it. I know who you're talking about. He's going to be, boom, right there. That's him.
Well, either way, he got, like, in a domestic dispute.
Yeah.
And he was going to be the next big bad for Marvel.
Yeah.
And now they cut his contract. The next big Marvel movie was going to be called Kang's Dynasty. And now they're rewriting every fucking thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
the last good Marvel movie that came out was about him. It was, Ant-Man.
Ant-Man, do you think, is the last good one?
What would you say is the last good one?
I don't know.
Because Ant-Man came out more recent than the Guardians movie.
Than who?
The Guardians movie.
I don't know.
It was around the same time, but Ant-Man came out more recently.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because that movie wasn't
Honestly, I bet they're kind of happy about it. Because, he wasn't... They weren't getting the traction they wanted from it. Like, I think they...
were going to.
I don't think so. People are, like, so done with them.
I love Marvel. I will until they show me a terrifically bad movie. I ride with them. I ride with Feige.
That's interesting. Thought you were always DC.
I was DC until I watched the Marvel movies. DC has better
characters but they don't do it.
But they can't make a fucking movie to save their life.
That's why, what's his name?
Christian Bale's the best Batman.
I can't agree anymore.
You think Pattinson's better?
Yeah.
No, Christian Bale.
What he's gonna do with Batman is going to blow that out of the water. Like,
we'll see.
Standalone, like what the Dark Knight did in like a time where people didn't do it, like is crazy. Like when you look at the Dark Knight poster right there,
yeah,
like that's like. you feel the time
yeah.
of that. Like, the magnitude, seeing, how built, well, yeah, like how just amazing it was, the world it built. And it was like the first superhero movie to say, like, fuck it, like, we're going to go real world. Like, this yeah. is what Batman would be if he was real.
Yeah.
But the bit, like, his character gets lost within it. Like, like Bruce Wayne and, like, the Dark Knight doesn't grow past, like, he gets fucked up and then he fucking does, gets better.
Yeah.
Like, Robert Pattinson's, Batman, like, that dude had, like, barely any lines. You just felt his vibe. And now they're going to give him a Robin. They're going to give him, like, he's going to grow the Bat family. Like, it's going to be the first Batman where you have a Bat. That's fucking sick.
Imagine they did that with Dark Knight. They were on their way to
I would
it.
Be, yeah. And then I would be all in. I would think that's Knight. Sick. But I don't think you could put a Robin into that world. Like, it would kind of affect it. We're like, I don't know. I'm so excited. I think that it's going to be so dope. And they're going to, build on a dude like Pattinson's Batman doesn't want people. Like,
See,
he should just beat the shit out of dudes just to beat the shit out of dudes for doing the wrong shit.
Dark Knight for me is, like, when I think of superhero movies.
Okay, yeah.
Top three superhero movies. Dark Knight, no order. Infinity War. And Guardian, no. See, I can't even get that far because those two movies are so high above the rest. Infinity War is such a good movie because they lose. Obviously, Endgame comes in.
Yeah,
and,
but you're looking at it on, like, what that moment did. Because, like, I agree. Like, I remember where I was, where I saw. Like, that's that thing where you walk out and you're like, your day was fucked up.
You
were like,
history.
Yo. But, like, is that the reason it's so good?
They built it so perfectly.
When you, like, look back, you go, like, you know these people didn't die. Like, they're going to bring them back.
Yeah. But the way they built that world up, it destroyed it in a matter of seconds. And then were able to somehow fix it in a twisted way. Like, those two movies... I don't even know why I said three. I should have just said top two.
To me, that doesn't do as good of a job as The Amazing Spider-Man 2 does. The build-up...
Still not a Spider-Man fan.
I'm not.
I think Spider-Man's the most overrated here.
I thought he was until Andrew Garfield. Never liked Spider-Man. I thought he was dog shit. I love hating on Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man. Because also, like, Brandon loved it growing up. Like, yeah. That was his favorite superhero, and he thought it was the best. I love being like, Spider-Man's a pussy. Like, that shit sucks.
It does make sense, though.
I do get the, like, the lore and love for him. Because, like, it sucks now what Marvel's made him. Like, they need him. He makes them money. Like, they have to make him this big thing. When, like, realistically, like, he's just supposed to be small level.
Yeah.
But, like, what Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone.
Watson. Stone.
Emma Stone did. Like, and then her death. Like, I made Maddie watch it just to see. Because, like, and she even said, she's Scott. Like. But, like, that's what I mean. Like, when you see it, you're like, if you don't know the comic part of it where, like, he's not supposed to be with her, she dies, he ends up with MJ, like, you're shocked. Like, I knew he was supposed to be with MJ, but I just was like, oh, it's probably because I don't read comics. I was like, oh, I bet it's just a different version. And then you're like, what?
See, it's funny that you say that, though, because, like, Brandon's favorite is Maguire, yours is Garfield, and if I had to say mine's probably Holland, and that's probably because of, like, like, just our ages.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm even Holland, I'm still, like, I'm still not a
I liked fan. When they first had
I
like
that he's a teenager.
Yeah, well, he was. Like when he first came out, I liked it. And then I got to, like, watch it more and be like, the whole, like, appeal of him, he's not doing. They're not doing with him.
Well, I think that's
why
the thing.
I like Andrew Garfield.
They had the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, you know what I mean?
yeah.
They transitioned that to a little bit larger scale. And yeah. now you're taking away his innocence. As he's still, he's getting to that point where he's figuring out his life, right? And you rip it all away from him and he has nothing.
But that's why people like also that. Don't like it. Is like, they heard everyone complain that like, you're not giving Spider-Man like his story.
Yeah.
Like all he's done, and like none of his movies have been about him without, like Iron Man has always been a situation, like it's never been him. Like he's always just been a mega super hero.
But I think that's the whole thing with Spider-Man is, Spider-Man actually has a really dark story.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why people complain, is they were like, you didn't give him any of it. So now they're like, you like went super aggressive because we all complained about it.
I think I like it. But like, I think Tom Holland's version of the Spider-Man is perfect because like, a hero and a villain had the same idea. A hero...
Who's his bad guy?
Well, hold on. No, listen. So a hero gets hurt by the world and doesn't want the world to hurt anyone else, right?
Okay.
A villain got hurt by the world and wants to burn the world.
Okay.
And I think Tom Holland displays that perfectly, where it's like he keeps getting hurt over and over and over.
No, he hasn't. He got hurt once in one movie he's been hurt.
No, not physically hurt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm
emotionally
saying, like,
he's been hurt in one fucking movie.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He lost Tony and then his aunt. And then like Ned
and
MJ.
Never had his parents.
Neither did Andrew.
I'm not saying they had the same fucking rough idea of a backstory.
No.
Well, listen, what I'm saying is he displays a boy having to mature too fast way better than the other ones.
No.
Yes.
Have you not watched TASM?
TASM?
TASM.
TASM, is that what you're calling
That's
it
what
now?
It's called, yeah, dude. TASM.
That's what you're calling it?
The Amazing Spider-Man.
TASM? TASM. Never heard anyone
that's
refer
what,
to it as TASM.
That's what us TASM boys call it. TASM and TASM 2. We're a real cult.
You're a Garfield girly?
Yeah. That's also probably a victim of it, but no. No one...
I don't want to argue about Spider-Man because I don't fucking care about Spider-Man.
No one plays Spider-Man as good.
I don't.
He has the snarky wit. He plays the character actually well. He's a way better actor than Andrew Garfield. I mean, bullshit.
Tom Holland.
Yeah,
I can agree with it. I like
that he's a kid. That he's young.
No, I like the take. I like the story that they've given him.
It's awful.
No.
You gotta watch more things about it. And they gave actual, like, movie makers. Like, Sony interfered with Andrew Garfield's two movies so much. But, like, if you can cut through it and see what, like, Mark Webb did with the two. Mm-hmm. Like, the actual Mark Webb movie of the two Spider-Man movie. They're so, like, if he got to do what he wanted, those movies would be so fucking fantastic.
If.
They are. When you,
you
get
said
to
if
Sony didn't interfere near as much, those movies would be like everyone would be like a fucking course. They'd still be making Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movies. But Sony kept interfering and then blaming other people that they were like, all right, here you go, Marvel. And now people are even going against it now.
I don't know. I'm like with you in the fact that I like those movies. I like them better than Tobey's. I remember watching those in Salisbury for the first time.
If you want character movies, TASMs are the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, like, I like the movie. I'm still not a Spider-Man fan. Like,
I'm not either.
But all I'm saying is I, like, agree to disagree.
Maddie liked the movie. See, this is what should tell you. Maddie hates superhero movies. She wants nothing to do with them.
Maddie
but
doesn't have good
she
taste
said,
in movies.
She said, she's like, I liked them. If there wasn't, like, the superhero parts of it, she's like, I would really, really like it. Like,
so if
she
it
doesn't
wasn't a
care
movie.
About the fighting and stuff.
So if there was no movie, she would like it.
No, no. Like, the character building and, like, emotions of it. Because that's what it betrays so well.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm glad you can settle down now.
Yeah.
Josh, actually, you convinced me. I love TASM. TASM's my favorite.
I knew it. I knew I'd get him.
Now give me that Street Strange, baby. Wanna know what movie we need? We need a docu-series on of Billy Joel. I love Billy Joel.
I don't know. If it's not like Elton John's movie.
Oh, well, that was a fucking musical.
Rocket Man sucked.
Well, that's like the same as like Willy Wonka. Those two movies marketed, like, they tried to market Elton John's like Bohemian Rhapsody, but it was a musical.
Yeah, when I watched it, I was like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. Why is this kid running around singing?
Yeah, and then like...
And I get it. Like, he's very like that, but...
I was like...
I'd rather have it like Yesterday and Bohemian Rhapsody and all that.
Oh, I love Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah, apparently I watch it way too much. See how much, like, I didn't listen to the Beatles so much. Mm-hmm. So, like, to me, the Yesterday versions of the songs are the better versions, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I like Yesterday's Beatles songs more than the Beatles songs. That's one that's going to get my Strange beat up.
You're going to get... No, you're not going to have a Strange, dude. Someone's going to chop me up like liver.
Give me the Parks and Rec over The Office and give me Yesterday's take on Beatles over the actual Beatles.
So, oh, Jesus Christ, Josh. That is probably one of the worst takes you could have ever made. That is...
It's more of a modern take on the songs. Like, it's just straight, like,
oh my band, god, dude. Josh.
His voice is better. I like it.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Crikey, dude.
Crikey.
Crikey.
Crikey, get this man a new Strange.
That's not a Strange. This is a Strange.
I can't remember the movie, the show he's in. The guy who plays in Yesterday. He's in, like, The Traveling Symphony. That's a really good show.
Dude, I can't believe you just said that the Yesterday. Like, they're good.
It's good.
But it's, like, I don't know how you can say it's comparable to the Beatles.
How sick is it when he holds up the yellow submarine in the crowd?
Oh, baby. Oh, man. I bet you can't sing a single Beatles song.
I can't. No. No, I don't really like the Beatles.
What's your favorite Beatles song?
I don't know. I don't know. I just think of the movie instantly.
Okay, what's your favorite song from that movie?
I don't know. You'd honestly have to play me some of it.
It's Yesterday, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
I will say that I remember the first time I watched Yesterday when he sings Yesterday.
Yeah, he's like a good... He's
like
really
when
good.
He when he's at like the lunch and they get him the new guitar. I got goosebumps when he sang that.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
When
he's singing...
Help.
What?
Help. Help. I need somebody's help.
No, that's good, but when him and Ed Sheeran, when Ed Sheeran's like, all right.
3 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to write a song, whoever is about any
best
like,
songwriter.
Fucking murders Ed Sheeran's like,
okay.
I'm going to go kill myself.
That's so, I love that they incorporated.
It's sick, yeah.
Yeah. I also love that, like, random little things aren't real in the world. Like,
yeah.
When he's like,
oh, yeah.
Can I have a Coke? A what?
Oh, I could use a cigarette.
A what?
Yeah. What's a cigarette? Yeah, that's really funny.
Yeah, yeah,
that's a cool,
and it just cuts
bit.
To his screen looking for it.
That would be such a crazy thing.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm going to play it. I'm not going
to,
well.
Okay. I don't know. If you had to take that role, like if you got hit by,
sing.
But if you got hit by a bus, and anything, like hypothetically, like
take
whatever
someone's like livelihood.
Yeah, sure.
Whose livelihood do I want to take?
Yeah, like if like Christopher Nolan, you could be like Christopher Nolan never made these movies.
Oh, and I have to do what they did?
Yeah, you could do it. Like, you could kind of do the same thing, like, show you have the brilliance and do it. Like, would you do a movie, a show, like, a song? Some guys do the same, like, take Eminem's catalog?
No. I'm not a Harry Potter fan, but make a twist on that world. I think that's a good one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Because then you get the fucking movies, too.
Pretty good move, yeah.
Honestly, I haven't read a single Harry Potter book, so I couldn't write it. No. But like if I could just hypothetically.
You couldn't have read it?
Or like Dr. Seuss.
Couldn't have read it?
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Read it?
Yeah.
I couldn't have wrote it.
Yeah.
I couldn't have wrote
yeah.
Harry
no,
so
that's,
Strange.
That's a, yeah, that's a cool answer. Like if you could say like, I'm in control of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I write the books and they're like, yo, can we make these movies? And be like, yeah, yeah, but I'm doing it.
Because
you do the Harry Potter bullshit. But
yeah.
If then you get to like,
there's
do
so much
spin-off,
stuff I
like, yeah,
that
like
from
I don't,
the books that aren't.
We don't need to do Harry the whole time. We don't need fucking 100 movies of Harry.
Yeah,
because that world is sick.
Yeah,
I would probably like Harry Potter way more if it wasn't just fucking Harry Potter.
Yeah, well, they have Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, but those kind of suck too. Like they chose like the worst. Like guys, look at us basically be fucking ghost hunters
yeah.
for fucking mystic creatures.
Yeah,
it's like. Show us the wizard shit.
Yeah.
That's what we want. We don't want fucking suitcases
or
don't end.
I would make the Air Jordan line.
What are you going to fucking dunk from the free throw line
no,
too? How are you going to do that?
The, like the design for the shoe.
Yeah, but like the appeal was Jordan. People weren't
yes,
like that shoe's
I know.
Sick.
But even if Jordan hadn't been incorporating that, that shoe still would have been
no.
huge. Not as big, not nearly as big as it is.
No.
The world needs that silhouette.
No.
Yes.
People only give a fuck because it's him.
Not nowadays.
No, not now.
That
but it's sold
is,
because
yes,
of that.
Yes, you are right. But
no
the silhouette... The silhouette is needed. They made that silhouette specifically for Jordan. What are you talking about?
You think people are like, that logo's so sick.
No, not the logo. The silhouette of the shoe. Do you not know what that means?
Yeah, I get what you mean. You're
the
saying
shoe design.
Just the shoe is... No.
Imagine a world without the fucking Air Jordan 1.
Okay. It would be whatever Jordan put out as his first shoe.
But it would not have been
he
as iconic.
Was, yes, it would have.
It would not have been
that
as cool.
The shoe didn't make Jordan.
I'm not saying it
Jordan
did.
Jordan made
I'm
the
not,
shoes.
You're putting words in my mouth.
I'm saying
I couldn't live in a world without the Air Jordan 1.
You don't even own a pair.
I don't need to. I got it. Dude, I don't look good in those. You're telling me you don't
even,
see a guy walking around with a pair of Air Jordan 1s and you're like, ooh, that's hard.
No.
Yes.
I honestly don't. I think they're most overrated shoe,
okay.
Honestly.
Okay.
I'm full of these fucking crazy things, huh?
I fucking hate the Air Jordan 1.
Air Jordan 1s are
and
ugly.
And yesterday is better than the Beatles. And Community is better than the art. Parks and Rec.
If I'm going to be honest, I think Yesterday made the Beatles' career.
Oh my!
I'm just kidding. Obviously,
if I could go back, if that was the case, I'd make the Yesterday movie about the dude taking over the Beatles.
Hmm.
Dr. Seuss wouldn't be a bad one.
No, it'd be a sick one. Is you take fucking Stan Lee's job?
Stanley,
yeah,
that'd be cool.
You just fucking
make
all
the
these,
whole Marvel universe.
Yeah, you make it. Oh my god, imagine how much money like his fucking family is.
The thing though is, you wouldn't be able to make comics and sell them the way he did. Back
no,
then.
Yeah, it's a huge product of like the moment.
Yeah,
yeah
like the time, like it has to go with the times. Like, what could you?
Well, you probably could. I mean, like, look at Invincible. Invincible wasn't made the show first; like, it was from a comic.
Yeah, but it still was quite a bit older.
It's a proven situation right now, but yeah.
Okay. Hey, well, we're speaking hypothetically.
I know. Yeah, I know.
What
yeah.
else would be a good one?
No, it's a product of the time. Is like
Scream.
You've, that I don't.
If even
that's
if,
a tricky one. It's such a like tricky thing because it's like that helped breed the
yeah.
slasher, and it like that helped breed things. So it's like if you take that out and you make it like. Does it consequently like mm-hmm. eliminate all these things and you recreate the branching of it? Because
it probably
that,
would.
You know? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what else you could really.
There's so many, yeah. Like
There's
a lot of things that are like a product
like,
of the moment.
It's kind of a thing where you're like, this is a kind of a question where you can't be wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like.
Music's just like an easier thing
yeah.
because like music kind of equivalates to like yeah. any time. Or most. A lot of all-time
yeah.
songs.
But, okay, so going same question, but it has to be music. Who would it be?
I mean, it's got to be someone white.
For what reason?
You know, I mean.
You want to be Drake's ghostwriter?
Actually, being a ghostwriter isn't a bad move. Just look at, like, Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran has tons of bangers that people don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember them, but. It's shitty because it's like you think. is Drake's music that good, or is it like
Is it Drake?
Is it like the entity of Drake that people? Because like same thing when I was in high school, like people watch Family Guy because everyone watched Family Guy.
Yeah,
everyone listened to Drake because everyone fucking listened to Drake.
I like Drake.
I don't like love him. He's not
one whose favorite.
He's not my
one
top.
One whose top it is.
Everyone's talking about top three, but it's just top me.
Oh, Xavians.
That's crazy. Bar. That's crazy. Bar.
If they don't fucking write a diss on him.
I do hate, though, that.
Now we have to wait.
Cole and Drizzy are on the same side. It hurts.
It would be way more interesting to see Drake versus J. Cole.
Although Drake apparently like started this.
Yeah.
There was like a clip of like him doing some shit first.
Yeah.
And then J. Cole like knew that shit was coming.
Yeah.
And he said, so I can't remember along the line, like what it exactly was.
J. Cole's the best. I think he's probably my number one.
Yeah.
I can't really rewrite his songs though because of the implication, but.
Why are you writing about fucking North Carolina? I don't know. I just fucking feel it.
So, in court, tell me what you mean by let me lick on it.
Yeah. Imagine like putting your home on the map. Like, not that he did that for North Carolina.
You saying he put North Carolina on the map, Josh? Yeah. You're saying that North Carolina wouldn't have been a thing without J. Cole?
But like Jack Harlow.
Like, you saying Jack Harlow put
Louisville?
No, dude. I'm
not saying he put them up, but like musically, like who came out of Louisville? And like represents
The Slugger.
But you know what I mean, though? Like, people go like, oh, like, people think Jack Harlow and go like, oh, Louisville.
I don't.
If you like him.
When I think of Jack Harlow, I think of New Balance.
Okay, well.
And want to know where New Balance is from?
No one rides their home like harder than him.
What are you talking
Watch
about?
One interview of him. Like, all he drops Louisville like fucking 5 times. Okay. Like, you'd have to be fucking dumb.
8 Mile. Dude, to not you know. Don't think Eminem reps
Eminem
Detroit
reps
more
Detroit
than...
hard. Yeah. But that's what I mean. Like, I'm just set him as an example because I feel
Cole's always wearing North Carolina gear.
I understand. But, like,
Kodak is the most Florida guy you've ever seen.
No. So you can't do Atlanta or Florida because, like, it's like Texas for football. Like, every motherfucker comes out of there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, these, like, if some dude made it big out of New Hampshire and repped 603 hard, like, that would, like, people would, you know, care more musically about it.
Yeah.
And, like, how sick would that be that guy? Just, like, you're on the Tonight Show and you're just like, all right, thanks for being on the show.
Being the Mike Boogie.
Good night. And you're like, 603, baby.
Being the Mike Boogie of rap.
Yeah. That's true.
Live
That's a good point.
Six,
Mike Boogie is 603's reality
Mr.
show.
He is the true Mr. 603.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Mike Boogie, dude.
Although, it sucks, because it's like, we really do have a ton of fucking people. Like, from everywhere. Yeah, dude.
What are you talking about?
Like, the Grand Estate, like, 603 in general.
Okay.
We have fucking, dude, we have some heavy hitters.
Keep going. And don't say Sandler.
No, I'm saying it, because he is, like, the GOAT.
You can't say Sandler. He's from New York. He was born in New York.
It doesn't. He grew up here.
Okay, but I don't count that.
Yeah, where do you grow?
We claim Sandler, but for this argument.
Okay, so then
anymore.
J. Cole isn't North Carolina. He's fucking German then, because he was
born
in Germany.
Okay, then he's not. He's.
He's not. North. Okay, go tell him.
Okay, I'll go tell him. Take that jersey off, you fake fan. You fucking commie, take it off.
You were in Germany for fucking 2 months of your life. Fucking that's where you are.
Name New Hampshire.
Sarah Silverman.
I knew that was going to be your
Ryan
second one.
Ryan Day. What's that fucking poet's name? Fucking emo boy. Every fucking middle schooler has to learn.
Frost.
Yeah. Fucking Ben Affleck.
He's not from New Hampshire. He's
Boston.
That's not New Hampshire.
Everyone represents the same there.
No.
Yeah, Boston,
no.
New Hampshire, Mass.
No.
Yeah.
New Hampshire only.
Granite State is what I'm saying.
Granite That's State us, is New bro. Hampshire.
Bro, everyone
Granite State
here.
Is not Massachusetts.
Everyone here.
Are you saying New England?
Yeah.
All right.
Everyone.
Do New England then. Those are all you're going to get.
No, I don't know. There's some one of the talk show people.
One of the
Actually, there's
people.
Like more than one, because what's the other one from Fever Pitch? Matt Damon.
Dude. New Hampshire. Just hit New fucking New Hampshire, dude.
Matt Damon is New Hampshire, bro.
Damon is not New Hampshire.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Who do New Hampshire people root for? Sports.
New England.
New England.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But that's not what we're saying. We were talking about states. Jack Harlow. Talking about Louisville.
Right? Okay.
Eminem's talking about Detroit, not Michigan.
Okay, so Adam Sandler.
Okay. He's literally the only person that reps New Hampshire.
No.
That is constantly New Hampshire, New Hampshire,
yeah.
New Hampshire.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though. That was my argument, is like, how sick is it to be that
person? I think
person?
We have more people from outside New Hampshire who talk about New Hampshire than the celebrities from New Hampshire.
No, I think everyone from here groups all of these few states together because we're all so small and we're all, close.
Yes, but
New Hampshire, Vermont, Mass... That's the argument.
Winovich loves New Hampshire, dude.
Who?
Winovich.
He's pretty much one of us, all right?
Fritz Witherby. Fritz. Oh, that's a good one.
No, he's not. He fucking sucks.
I love Fritz.
Fucking Fritz took
our
my dad's
job. Our dad should have had that job. Dude, Ron should have had that
job.
That's
so funny.
Imagine how far along our podcast would be if dad was Fritz.
Do you know how tough it was to, actually find out that I was wrong? Like, I missed that's fucking so info that, for years?
It's so funny. Imagine dad being like, I could produce that.
Not even that. I thought he was trying to be I thought he applied to be Fritz Witherby until I talked about it, and Maddie was like, no, he didn't. I was like, yeah, let's go find out. And then I was like, didn't you? And she was like, he was like, no, what are you talking about?
Imagine that.
I was like, you told me this. He was like, it was to be produce some book. And I was like, oh fuck, way off.
Imagine that. Today I'm outside shaker.
in 1924.
Sounds like Carly.
Tough. Yeah, that was a tough realization.
That's so funny.
That was one of those things I just
I'm outside, swamps get sporty.
I get some things so off, so hard.
Yeah, you do.
Like that time I was I couldn't remember what Christmas was for.
Like me with the stamps.
Alright. I think I've fucking said I have terrible takes enough.
Yeah, dude,
it's
fucking...
It's gonna be pretty tough.
Oh,
I can't wait to get fucking lit up
can't
on TikTok.
Wait for it.
It's gonna be great.
I can't wait for
the
some...
The fuck is this
I feel
he
bad
talking
for
about?
The one idiot who's gonna agree with you and he gets fucking Mike absolutely slaughtered in the comments. Mm.
Oh, I can't remember what sports one went for fucking 100 comments.
What was it?
I can't remember. And it was just one... Yeah, one or... And
one guy,
agreed. Half the people, misunderstood, yeah. Too.
I think, one guy was playing, Devil's Advocate.
Yeah.
And he got slaughtered.
Yeah.
Worse than
yeah.
we did.
Yeah. I was like, damn, dude. Stay out of the comments, buddy.
Poor Strange. We need Strange support.
Hope you're wearing a cup, buddy. But.
Oh, shit. Cut that, please. Cut that. Please. Cut that.
Tough times. All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys. It's Rachel.
I found this.